Warrior Path Podcast.
The math night was great at that because the parents were able to learn about the different activities and strategies that they can use at home.
Bringing you the latest news and events in Huber Heights City Schools.
So I want to show students that they can take something that they love and that they have a passion for and help other people with it.
The opportunities I had, the different roles that I was able to do, so I could be in one place and have opportunities that challenged me professionally. Huber Heights is my passion.
Hosted by Zach Frink.
Girls on the Run is so much fun!
We're heading to the track for the Girls on the Run Club at Monticello Elementary. I'm Zach Frink, your host of the Warrior Path Podcast. This episode features the two advisors from the club, Aaron Petch and Catherine Ayers. They presented at the February Board of Education meeting, and I caught up with them to learn more about the club. This episode will go over the beginnings of the club and how it helped foster confidence and camaraderie with the girls. As for the beginnings, Girls on the Run is a national organization that started in Charlotte, North Carolina in 1996. The club started at Monticello this year for its first year during the 2019-2020 school year. Catherine said she had been interested in Girls on the Run at her previous schools.
When I came to the district and Aaron came to the district in the same year, we had both kind of talked about how at our previous schools, we had both been interested in Girls on the Run. She had done it. I had wanted to start a club. And so we just happened to be talking one day and she brought it up and I said, oh, I was really interested in doing that last year. We should do that next year. And, you know, that was our first year at Monticello. And so we both said, you know, we'll wait for this year. We'll ease into this year. And then next year, let's hit the ground running and we'll get all the paperwork in. We'll get it started. And so we went to our principal and talked to her, and she said, it sounds like a fantastic idea. You have my blessing.
The club was off and running from there. However, the club is about more than just running. Aaron said Girls on the Run tries to nurture other aspects important to a girl's development. They have some homework, and parents can get involved too.
We hope to enhance girls' emotional, mental, social, and spiritual well-being. That is the focus of the club. They integrate lessons that talk about how to be a good friend, recognizing your own uniqueness. Are you a good artist? Are you a good listener? Are you good at math? Are you a good writer? Really helping the girls develop confidence in who they are. They do actually have homework. One of the lessons talks about negative self-talk. And when you hear a friend using negative self-talk, to remind them, hey, switch that around. Instead of saying, I'm so stupid because I got an F on a test, say, you know what? I might not have done so well. I'm going to study and see if I can learn more and do a better job next time. So they do have little pieces that they're supposed to take home and use with their friends or talk about with their families. The parents get a little booklet that goes home with them so they have an idea what the lessons are going to be for each practice.
Catherine notes outside of the curriculum, they work with the girls on their running skills.
With the girls, we really try to encourage them to go at their own pace. You know, not everyone comes into it on day one ready to run a 5K, which is the end goal by the end of the program. So it was all about, you know, work with what you're comfortable with. If you're comfortable with running from the day one, go ahead. If you would rather walk for a little while and then ease yourself into running, that's okay too.
We do workouts every day and we strength training. They learn different warm-up activities, and the coaches start by leading, but by the fourth, fifth session in, the girls start to lead it. And then from that point, we teach them how to pace themselves so that you don't have to get through 3 miles in a jiffy. You can take your time the first couple laps, you know, warm up. And the girls continue to grow, and they collect lap counters every time they run. And so they set a goal at the beginning of the practice, and then they count their lap counters at the end of the practice to see how far they've gotten. And they continue to set higher and higher goals, and you can see them get excited and push each other.
When it comes to the running aspect, the girls learn how to set realistic goals and how to band together and push each other to achieve their goals.
it was all about setting those realistic goals. And yeah. So we knew, like, you know, week two that we were not going to have people reaching 50 laps around the parking lot. And so that was something we had to tackle. And then also the competing against each other, because at the beginning they really wanted to say, oh, I ran 10, you only ran 8, I ran more than you.
Oh, okay.
As we progress, there's even a lesson in the curriculum that addresses that. You know, it's not about did you do better than someone else? It's about what did you do to better yourself? If you got 10 laps last week, how are you going to push yourself this week to go above and beyond? And like Erin said, by the end of it, you know, they were encouraging each other. You know, a girl would maybe get, she would be on her 11th lap and she had set a goal of 12 laps. And all the other girls were like, come on, you can do it. You've got this. It wasn't bragging anymore. It was, you know, genuine encouragement.
The students are vocal about their support for Girls on the Run. There's a buzz at Monticello, and other girls are interested in participating.
I was at cafeteria duty on Monday, and two of the girls that were in our program were sitting together at the same table, and they said, are we doing Girls on the Run next year? And I said, yep, we absolutely are. And then every single girl at that entire table was like, how do I sign up? Can I sign up for Girls on the Run? I want to do Girls on the Run. So, you know, the girls that were in it, we started with 15, and then we ended with 13. And so those 13 girls, I mean, they constantly talked about how much they loved it, how much confidence it gave them. We saw them, you know, blossoming into coming out into, like, they were like coming out of their shells almost. And so they started telling their friends. And all of a sudden, you know, like I said, when I was at cafeteria duty, I want to do Girls on the Run. I want to do Girls on the Run. When are we doing it? How much is it? Can we do it now? So the comments that we've gotten, not even from the girls that were in it, but from other girls that are interested, has just kind of blown me away.
Aside from student support, Erin said parents and other family members support Girls on the Run.
One father was at first apprehensive about, okay, it's just an after-school activity, whatever. And then he started running with his daughter, and it really became a bonding experience for them as well. And the dad ran the practice 5K we have at the school, and then he came and ran the full 5K at Welcome Stadium. And he talked about how much it helped her to work with other people. Another mom discussed it really helped her daughter build confidence and feel comfortable talking with people she wasn't, comfortable with before, people she didn't know. It really brought her out of her shell. So the parents are very supportive. Mm-hmm. We had grandparents involved who helped us during our 5K at the school, passing out lap sticks. It was just really exciting. The parents do get involved and get a chance to see their kids set a goal and hit that goal.
This year, the club had two major focuses, a 5K at the University of Dayton and the Impact Project. Here's Erin again to explain what the atmosphere was like at the 5K.
There are so many different districts who have sites, and they all come, and the field is completely packed of girls with all the schools. You see girls with tutus, fancy capes, all sorts of things
going on.
Face paint. They do face painting in the morning. They have a center where you can go and they'll spray their hair, and it's really pumped up. Then right before the 5K starts, they have a warm-up, and all the girls are doing the warm-up together. There's some dance moves, and then they all get to go through the start line. And it goes out of Welcome Stadium, over to Carillon Park, and then back down and around. It is so exciting for the kids to go. And it's what's great about it, there is a timer going, but the kids aren't, they don't wear a chip. Their buddy runners run a chip, and so the adults have one, but not the kids. And it does not matter how long it takes you, as long as you finish. The focus is just to complete it. So some girls take off and they run faster than they did their practice 5K, and you're like, how in the world? That was amazing. Other girls take their time and they enjoy the sights, and that's fine, because then they're talking with their buddy runners. And that's the other big piece of it, is they have a buddy runner who's an adult who does the race with them. So every girl is with an adult, and that conversation that's going back and forth, that mentoring, is priceless.
Erin also said the girls really stepped up when it came time to plan and execute their Impact Project. The donations from the Impact Project went to the Huber Heights Fish Pantry.
So they brainstorm, and one of the lessons called an attitude of gratitude, and they think about what they're grateful for and how they can make a positive change in the world around them. Our girls this year decided to do a toiletry drive with and pair up with
student council,
and they did the food drive and Girls on the Run did the toiletry drive. It was a huge turnout. So the girls had to plan posters. They put posters all over the building. Mm-hmm. They took turns making announcements. They went from classroom to classroom gathering all the toiletries. They helped package them up so they could be sent off. It was an exciting moment for them to see that they could help others.
Catherine adds that the girls were motivated by being able to visually see their work for the Impact Project.
And they had a really good time, you know, just seeing what, because when you would walk into the school building and go past the rotunda, that's where a lot of the donations would be put while we were waiting for the trucks to come pick them up. And as we would come down to get ready for Girls on the Run, they would see them. And I mean, just seeing like just a visual of what they were able to accomplish over three, four sessions of, you know, putting the posters together, doing the announcements. We sent home flyers, things like that. Just for them to see what kind of impact that had was, I mean, it was huge. They were so impressed.
Seeing the girls build their confidence really drives home the impact of Girls on the Run for Catherine.
We had one girl who, she's in my class this year, and she's very shy and withdrawn. And we actually had a teacher from the school come out, and, you know, he wanted to do yearbook pictures and things like that. And so he said, okay, I'll challenge you guys to a race. Who's the fastest runner? And they all picked this girl because she's one of those that, you know, she's ready to go. She's ready to run. And she actually beat him in the foot race. And so I don't know if it was that moment that really brought her out of her shell, but she was like that was like a huge confidence booster. Mm-hmm. And so when we had Spirit Week a couple of weeks after that, it was 80s Day?
I'm not quite sure.
I can't remember what the theme was. It was something like, dress like a professional or something.
Yes.
So she came to school dressed as this teacher with a sign around her neck that said that she had beat this teacher in the foot race. And so, I mean, it was just incredible to see like how just being in this group and those experiences really kind of brought these kids. They turned them into new kids, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate flex right there.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, some you post like on social media, right, or something, just really.
And she still remembers it. Like if she sees him in the hall, she gives him that look like, yeah, I beat you. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Catherine and Aaron said they will lead Girls on the Run again for next fall and possibly have it in the spring. And that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. If you like what you heard, leave a rating and a review. It helps others find the show. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at HHCS District. And tell us your thoughts. You can give us feedback at the link in our show notes. We'll see you next time.